q@cbc.ca. Well, when you think of Cuba, what comes to mind? Castro? Cigarillos? The Buena Vista Social Club? Well, ever since that last band exploded onto the world music scene in the 90s, they've sort of become synonymous with Cuban music and culture. But a new CD compilation from a Fredericton DJ, yes, Fredericton, drops the needle on an older, funkier side of Cuba. Let's have a listen. That was a three-song medley, a very funky three-song medley from the CD compilation Si Para Usted, The Funky Beats of Revolutionary Cuba, Volume 1. And Dan Zaks is the man behind that compilation. He likes to spin obscure international funk and soul on his weekly radio show and podcast. It's called Waxing Deep, and it airs on CHSR in Fredericton. His Cuban music selections were so popular with his listeners that he decided to create a CD to make the music available to all. The project took him all the way to Cuba and back, and now he's with me in Studio Q with his Cuban tan. No, just kidding. Hi, Dan.
Hello.
So how did this happen, this love affair with 70s funky Cuban music?
I was working as a record dealer in Montreal. And Montreal is one of the few places outside of Cuba and former Soviet countries where, for reasons still somewhat unknown, you can find Cuban records. They were distributed there in small quantities. And in the course of sourcing records for my business, mostly a Quebecois and Canadian jazz and so forth, I would come across these very nice-looking records from Cuba. Most of them were on the folk tip, but occasionally you get something funky. And I would be blown away by the music because it stands on its own as great stuff, but the sheer novelty of funky communist music. And that began an increasing interest in that sound, and I started asking around, hey, you know, where does this music come from? What's it all about? To collector friends. And mm-hmm. eventually I learned enough to start seeking more of it out, and I began playing it a lot, and here I am.
And you went to Cuba?
I went to Cuba.
And you were there for about 2 weeks, you said?
I was there for about 2 weeks. I did a lot of preliminary research, and then I had to go
to... Preliminary research. What's that code for? Lying on the beach?
Lying on the beach. Very much so. No, speaking with people who know far more about Cuban music than I do, some musicologists, tracking down musicians as best I could who emigrated from Cuba, as many have, and the long and arduous and painful negotiations with the Cuban government to be given access to the masters of the records I wanted to compile. And
right,
to,
because these know, musicians were staff.
Essentially.
They were under contract to the government, right?
Well, this is the really interesting thing about this period in Cuban music. You have musicians who are being paid a salary by the state to be musicians. And so what that means is they were able to create more or less freely. There was censorship, but not quite as much as you might think. And so they didn't have to concern themselves with the profitability of their music in the way that musicians do in a capitalist system. So for a while in Cuba, you can say it really was about the music. The flip side is that the government owned everything.
Okay.
So I was not negotiating with the individual musicians, for better or worse, but for the government.
So they didn't get any profits?
No.
I guess there are no profits in a communist system.
They were paid money to be musicians, and what they recorded became the property of the state.
Of
the state owns the right in these recordings.
You know, when you think about a communist system, you think about a closed system. But obviously, they were well in touch with the funk and soul that was coming out of the States. So how did that happen? Was it through radio stations in Miami or...
The Cuban musicians were able to hear radio stations, you say, from the United States, from Brazil. Tropicália was a very large influence from Europe. They definitely had access to these sounds. And, you know, when I was in Cuba digging through records, as I'm fond of doing, I would find the same sort of popular cultural dreck that you find in Canada. Grease soundtracks and the odd Beatle record. Not many. Even some reggae pressings from Jamaica. So they did have access. And then you have Cubans serving abroad in the military in Africa. And that definitely exposed them to sounds from there. So
okay.
There was definitely exposure to foreign sounds.
Tell me about the title, Si Para Usted. What does it mean?
Si Para Usted means it's a formal way of saying this is for you. And here I betray the fact that I don't actually speak much Spanish, only enough to get myself in trouble. My sister is fluent. She's the official Waxing Deep translator. But it's also the title of a track from Grupo Monumental, a very popular dance band that I found critics in Cuba are not so fond of, but they were very, very popular. And, you know, the purpose of the CD was to share the music, and yes, it is for you.
Give me an example from the album of a group that were really able to break out and exercise total freedom because they were getting this, you know, weekly or monthly check from the government, and they just let it all hang out.
The Cuban Cinema Society, the ICAIC, they had an in-house band, the Grupo de Experimentación, and they were charged with creating music for soundtracks for the films, but they also were given carte blanche to create for imaginary films, which meant they could more or less record what they wanted. And so this group served as a training ground for many very capable musicians who went on to have solo careers, and they experimented wildly with Tropicália and the singer-songwriter protest songs, Nueva Trova, which was very popular today, as well as some funkier music. So here you have on the CD a track by them, which sounds to me like it could easily come from some Italian film of the same period, and yet it's unmistakably Cuban because, you know, the clave, the beat, the aesthetic. So it's this very fascinating fusion of musics. They were very eager to take traditional Cuban forms and build on them with the best of what they heard elsewhere, I think very successfully.
Oh, interesting. What was the music scene like in Cuba when you were there?
That's a good question because, you know, I've spent enough time going to different places to learn about music from the past to appreciate that you can't find the scene you are investigating anymore. It's 30 years old. It's gone. Much like if you went to Toronto looking for the funky reggae of the 70s, you're not going to really see it. And it's the same in Cuba now. Los Van Van Irakere, these are still performing groups, but they're playing a style of music that's quite different from what's on the CD. The scene thrives. Hip-hop is very popular, reggaeton, but not so much the sounds on the CD. Buena Vista Social Club has not helped either. Tourists go to Cuba expecting to see the Buena Vista Social Club.
Right.
And so any musician wanting to make a buck pretends as if they are at the Buena Vista Social Club, and that kind of stifles a lot of creativity, unfortunately.
You said a lot of the musicians, or some of them, have come here.
That's true. There's a track on the CD by a man named Jorge Reyes, and the keyboardist on that track is Hilario Duran, who lives in Toronto and won a Juno recently and is doing very well here. Many of the other musicians emigrated to Miami and New York in the early 90s after the collapse of the Soviet Union, and the system that created the music on the CD was no longer sustainable.
Did you find it all, Dan, or is there still stuff left that you haven't been able to track down?
Well, you will note that the CD is volume one.
Yeah, I did
see that. I hope
that
it'll be a second edition. There's definitely still interesting music. A lot of the records are well known, but there's a whole slew of 7-inches that people are still discovering, and I hope to be able to share. And then I focused on the funkier side, but there's also really fascinating avant-garde music, electroacoustic music, really interesting stuff that came out of Cuba during this period.
Fantastic. Now you're going to let us hear something from Volume 1. What have you picked out?
I believe we're going to hear a track by the Orquesta Riverside. We're very interesting. They began in 1938 playing at casinos for all the tourists coming when Havana was still very much a pleasure center. This is an example of a son. So you might be familiar with the basic style from the Buena Vista Social Club, but here they made it funky. You can definitely hear the American influence.
Before we go to that, I want to ask you one story. The Egg Shack record dealer that you met in Cuba. Tell me that story.
I had a fantastic and truly surreal experience buying records from an old weathered gentleman who had a crate beneath his egg kiosk where he sold mostly eggs, unrefrigerated. I was buying from him, and he invited me to his house in the depths of Old Havana, so in the Colonial Center, and he had 3,000 to 4,000 records stacked in one room, which was his only room, that you could only access through a hole in the floor by way of a fruit carton ladder. And all his worldly possessions were there, and he had fantastic records, and we talked music, and he sold them to me. I gave him a substantial amount of money relative to Cuban standards. I'm sure I wasn't the first foreigner to do that, and so he's doing quite well for himself, but truly the most strange record dealer I've ever encountered, and there are strange record dealers out there.
Thanks, Dan Zack. It was nice talking to you.
Oh, it was a pleasure. It was mine.
Here's Orchestra Riverside now with En Casa del Trompo, No Bye.
En casa del trompo no bailes, no, chica, no bailes. Mira que te digo que no, y tú que sí.
Mira que te digo que no.
Mira que te digo que no, y tú que sí.
Mira que te digo que no, y tú que sí.
Como quiera que trates, él va a ensayar. Tú no debes bailar, un consejo yo te doy. Debes de aceptar, tienes mucho que aprender. Tú no sabes nada de amor, tienes mucho que aprender. Tú no sabes nada de amor. En casa del trompo no bailes, chica, no, no bailes.
En casa del trompo no bailes.
Chicano baile, chicano baile, no, no.
No baile.
Piénsalo bien, querida.
No baile.
Piensa lo que vas a hacer.
No baile.
Que no debes continuar.
No baile.
No, 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 no.
No baile.
No, 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 no,
no, baile.
Chicano, chicano, chicano.
No baile.
And that was Orchestra Riverside from Si Para Usted, The Funky Revolutionary Beats of Cuba, Volume 1. And you can order Dan Zack's CD online at waxingdeep.org.